Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yesterday afternoon, Jim, the news came down. The SEC joining the Big Ten and Pac-12 in playing a conference-only 10-game slate this year in college football, assuming they can get the season going. Theirs will be pushed back a few weeks, a couple of weeks farther back than the ACC is even pushing their schedule back. SEC championship game not scheduled to go off until about a week before Christmas, I believe it is. Again, assuming they can get there, and fingers crossed, knock on wood, they can get there. But this year, more than any other, with everybody sticking to basically a conference-only slate, other than the ACC having one non-conference game if they can get one scheduled, and we don't know what the Big 12 is doing yet. I should couch my remarks with that. But no time has it been better than to simply make the college football playoff the five conference champs and add the three best records after that, or three best rankings after that. This is the year, and I understand you don't want to add extra games. Maybe that doesn't make sense necessarily, but at the very least, each conference champion has to be in the college football playoff this year, each Power 5 champ.
Well, that yes, you would think, although I'm one of those East Coast bias guys that I don't seem to have a whole lot of respect for the Pac-12, but the SEC, I don't know, the ACC specifically included the plus one because of those four rivalries that we had talked about.
And that's blown out of the water.
I guess Clemson was really behind it with the Clemson-South Carolina game, and of course Florida-Florida State's a big one. But it's almost like the SEC decided, well, we're the SEC and you're the ACC and we don't care about you guys and we're not going to accommodate you in that vein. So, but with the thing that you suggest, with an extra round in the playoff, then the ACC should dump that extra game then, and they should just stick. If everybody else is going conference only, they should do the same thing.
Well, and even if the ACC does try to squeeze in this plus one non-conference game, it just strikes me, it's going to be impossible to judge conference versus conference, even more so than usual this year. Like, it just will be. You won't get any of the big games, the Ohio State-Oregon games, things like that, that give you a barometer of, okay, how does this conference match up against that conference? And I think in that case, you don't even have to add an extra round of playoffs. Don't even make it eight teams. Simply say, hey, if you win your conference, you're in a five-team playoff, and the number one ranked team can get the first game off, have five play four, the winner plays one, two plays three in the other semifinal. You're only adding one more game then. I just don't see how you're going to be able to look at things when we get to mid-December. Again, assuming, knock on wood, fingers crossed, all that, these games can be played. I don't understand how you're going to be able to get to mid-December and say, hey, you know what? There's five conference champs. None of the conferences have played each other. But we know that this one conference champ is not worthy of being in the playoffs. These other four are. Or even these three conference champs and then another at-large team. There's just no way to judge it this year, even less so than usual.
You know, just as you started to make that point, I was thinking the same thing. That okay, you get five conference champs and then decide, you know, I guess they'll still have polls, right? Or do rankings, or however they do it.
Yeah,
they
the college football committee. Playoff still exists.
However they do it, that would probably make the most sense. Just take five teams, and then there's no room for argument in terms of,
right.
Well, wait a minute. You know, we were better than, you know, like, what are you going to do? You're going to have like, you're going to have Penn
State. You can
State,
argue if you want at that point. You just say, hey, guess what? You thought you were better? You should have won your conference championship game then. It's that simple. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, because
have each conference have their conference championship game and funnel all five into the playoff.
Yeah, that would probably work. Obviously, there'd be a dispute over who's number one because
sure,
the chances
there
are
always
that
will
might
be.
Have, what, two, three undefeated teams. But that, I don't know. That's why I'll see what the ACC does, though, with this plus one situation, and see if that they, because the plus ones that Clemson, Georgia Tech were counting on, they're not going to exist.
Well, yeah, and if the group of five, we don't know what they're doing yet, but I could see a lot of those group of five schools, and those conferences haven't made their decisions yet because they're probably waiting to see what the Power Five conferences do. If you have four Power Five conferences saying, and we don't know what the Big 12 is going to do yet, like I said, but if four Power Five conferences say, hey, we're not playing non-conference games, or even if the Big 12 and ACC both agree to play maybe a plus one non-conference model, that's simply not enough games to go around for those group of five teams to fill out their schedules as well and to actually make the money that helps sustain their programs in many cases. So I could see the group of five maybe pulling back. This was talked about by Bruce Feldman last week. And maybe the group of five pulls back and plays in the spring. I know that sounds crazy, but it's better than not playing at all, and it may not make sense for them to play this fall because they're simply not going to get the bye games that help support their athletic departments that make playing in the fall viable because they've got to pay for all this testing and all these additional protocols. And if you're down to just the Power Five conferences, only playing conference games then, you're not going to have anybody left, I guess is my point, to play in a plus one model unless the ACC and Big 12 just square off.
Yeah.
If we get to that point. If we get to that point.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.